50 years ago, there was an old cowboy movie about a poor village that was overrun by marauders, and people were losing their entire livelihood. They gathered all the money and the poor gold or silver that they had remaining and went to this gunslinger. And they said, "Please help us." And opening a little bag, they showed what they had gathered and they said, "This is everything we have." And the man on the horse said, "I have been offered much for my services, but never everything." The Lord wants everything. The saints knew what a difficult thing this was. In fact, in today's gospel, we read that we must value the gospel over even the most intimate of relationships in our own family. We have to value love over affection. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees often in his lifetime. He called them to task and said, called them names even. "You brood of vipers, whitewashed sepulchers." He chose to tell them the truth because he valued loving them over a superficial friendship. It is very difficult in this society that makes so many compromises, that values proximity over intimacy, stimulation over satisfaction, achievement over character, to say, "I will risk your affection and your friendship to tell you the truth." It is even more dangerous within a family. As a grandparent, how often do you hear people say, "Well, my grandchild does this or that, not exactly according to the gospel, but as long as they're happy, that's what counts. As long as the poison tastes sweet, let him enjoy every sip." This is difficult. To have that gospel prerogative to say, "I love you enough to risk this relationship and tell you what you are doing will hurt you." To do it with charity, to do it with love, it's still a risky thing. But this is what the gospel calls us. Are you willing to risk everything because you love your family? Are you willing to risk their anger to tell them the truth? People always feel uncomfortable, as do I, to speak to my family, to speak to myself, and honestly say, "This is not the right way. This is not the right path." But it takes courage to do great things. There was a little nun about 5 feet tall in Rochester, Minnesota, who during a great tornado saw the ravages that can happen with a natural disaster. She saw human suffering up close and said, "We need to do something to alleviate human misery and suffering." She went to the only doctor in town, an agnostic, and said, "Will you help us run our hospital?" He said, "First you have to build it. You have no land, you have no buildings. However, if in 2 years you build it, I will be your doctor." Little Sister of St. Francis built the hospital. Dr. Mayo became their doctor, and the Mayo Clinic is known around the world because a little nun looked at human pain and said, "I have to do something." This is just an example of how we are called in our families and in our own lives to make those dramatic statements. Just like Jesus, he could have been friends with the Pharisees, but he told them the truth, and it cost him his life. But sometimes you have to give life for love. These people we call martyrs. So I know it's not easy, but the gospel commands it. He who loves mother or father, daughter, sister, husband, wife more than me is not worthy in me, which means you have to love husband and wife, mother and father, daughter and son, the Christian way, by telling them the truth, whether by word or by example, with kindness and persistence, not with any kind of audacity or anger, but you have to speak the gospel, because the Lord says, if my apostles remain silent, then the stones will speak. Be brave. Challenge yourself. Challenge your family. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.